Jobs in Colorado are changing, and by next year, almost three-fourths of them will require an education beyond high school. But only 56% of adults have a certificate, two-year or four-year college degree. Angie Piccioni is the executive director of the Colorado Department of Higher Education.
We have to really be intentional about sharing what's possible and that there are so many avenues, there's so many pathways to a successful career.
While a degree can help a person's earning potential, there are high-paying jobs that only require a certificate or an apprenticeship program, which sometimes is the best option for companies and their workers. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has the final part of our series, Hire Me, Educating Colorado's Changing Workforce.
William Jones really likes his job.
We'll go to this piece of equipment right here, which is the MLA mix tank.
He's a lubrication technician and mechanic with the Owens Corning Roofing Plant in Denver. He monitors the equipment, does preventative maintenance, and fixes machine parts.
Every single day it's something new, and that's amazing to me. I get to learn a lot of stuff.
Jones tried a semester of college after graduating from high school, but it wasn't for him. He started here about 4 years ago in an entry-level position before switching to maintenance.
Only about half of the jobs really require a bachelor's degree.
Joe Garcia is chancellor of the Colorado Community College System, which educates over 137,000 students around the state every year. Garcia has spent most of his professional life in education.
Many others require an associate's degree or even a certificate. And if you talk to employers, they say their biggest challenge is really finding those middle-skill workers.
Which was the case with Owens Corning. Jim Hill is site leader at the plant.
You know, you can see
we're wearing hard hats and orange safety vests as he shows me around.
In an operation like this, how critical it would be if we had something like that fail prematurely.
Hill has been in manufacturing for 25 years.
What we have found is that there are less people that tend to pursue manufacturing as a career option.
That's why he and others at Owens Corning created a customized two-year industrial mechanic apprenticeship program last summer.
So we have to turn inside to fill those positions.
Owens Corning pays for all the courses. The curriculum ranges from reading materials to shadowing more seasoned mechanics to hands-on training. It's designed to get employees like William Jones to a journeyman level.
All right, you know the drill. Go ahead and get signed in.
On this day, Jones and his four coworkers are learning about mechanical systems like belts, chains, and gears. It's one of six four-hour classes on the subject.
What do you think this line is?
Pitch radius.
Pitch radius.
And the classroom? It's a 48-foot trailer parked right outside the plant. The Mobile Learning Lab was created by Pueblo Corporate College, which is part of the community college system. Amanda Corum is the executive director.
We have replicated what a student would see if they're on campus taking classes in any of our technical training labs on campus.
The first Mobile Learning Lab was rolled out in 2007. Now there are seven that travel all over the state and to Utah and New Mexico.
The largest sector that we serve is manufacturing employers.
There were about 150,000 manufacturing jobs in Colorado in 2016 that, according to state data, paid on average more than $65,000 a year. As for Jones, he's on track to finish up his apprenticeship program in about a year and a half. And he's doing well.
All of my education has been through this company, honestly. They've provided me with a lot of courses to help develop me. Which is why I like it, and that's why I'm here still.
This brings us back to the topic we've been examining, Colorado's changing job market and the need for more education than a high school diploma, which could mean one of several different pathways and options. Here's Joe Garcia again.
74% of all jobs in Colorado by 2020 will require some post-secondary credential.
And the Mobile Learning Lab is just one example of the state investing in innovative and affordable options to help students and adults.
Because it's about creating a competitive workforce in Colorado.
It's also why the state has set a goal of having 66% of Colorado residents get a certificate, two-year or four-year degree by 2025. But is that possible? That's what we asked Angie Piccioni of the Colorado Department of Higher Education at the beginning of our series.
To be honest, if the industry is asking for 74%, it's like 66 is not even enough. So, but we know that it's difficult to make that huge of a turnaround. And just now we're talking about, 6 years or so.
She says the first step is creating awareness of the issue, then figure out how to solve it. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC, Denver.
Our series, Hire Me, Educating Colorado's Changing Workforce, was produced with support from the Education Writers Association Reporting Fellowship Program.